Hello guys, welcome to the Blessed Being Global podcast. I am Lucy.
I'm Eugene.
And welcome to day 11 at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Semi-finals things. You get me?
Finals things, you mean? So,
finals, semi-finals things leading into finals.
Crazy.
Things. What a day.
What a day, Lucy.
What a day.
Man. I'm still grinning like from ear to ear.
Nah, for real.
Like.
I'm just excited. I am happy.
The fact that we're here as
the
well.
The fact like that we're here. Yeah, you're right. The fact that we're wild. Here. And for those of you who've been asleep, Jasmine Paolini has made it through to the women's finals at Wimbledon, beating Donna Vekic 2-6, 6-4, 7-6.
Mad. That match tiebreak in the
that
third
match
set.
That I was scared and terrified. Tiebreak, honey. Oh man.
Try and put it into words, because that's the longest women's semi-final at Wimbledon. So that was a two hour 51-minute match. Like yeah, try and like summarize or say.
Do you know what's mad? It did not feel like it.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah,
it really did not. So when people were like, "This is the longest women's," I'm like. This felt like an hour.
Because it was a high quality match.
Exactly. Yeah. Like it was high. There's some who didn't feel that way. I spoke to some people, but they felt that way mainly because they felt like their level was different.
Interesting.
So like when Donna's level was high.
In the first set.
Paolini's level was lower and then they kept on switching. Not all of them. Don't get me wrong. This been the thing. But there are some people saying like, wow, like this is, I felt like it was really good tennis. I felt like it was entertaining.
Same.
I felt like, because they both had a very good story as well going into it. So Donna was injured, you know, Paolini.
Her first semi-final as well, the Grand Slam semi-final.
Crazy. See,
Donna
Vekic, that.
Yeah.
Paolini, she's literally went from never winning like grass matches to making it to the bloody Wimbledon's final. Like, it's so insane. Mm. And they were both giving it their all, you know?
I think Vekic definitely settled, like, she settled first in terms of she was the more relaxed, hence why she took the set, that first set, 6-2.
Mm-hmm.
But I had no doubts like Paolini was going to up it in the second set.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Like, and
I think I said it to you. I was like, yeah, three set off.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I said three set off.
To be honest,
away.
I did think it was going to be a straight sets win for Paolini.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I had three set
But then when she lost the first set, I was like, okay, we're going to three.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
But yeah, Vekic, she played well.
Bro, like, that first. But I kind of feel like in a way she kind of got lucky because Paolini was not there in her head. I think
you said Paolini was nervous.
I generally think she was. Either she was nervous or the moment got to her head. Like she was probably cool till she got to the court and was like, oh my God, I'm in Wimbledon semi-finals. The crowd is really loving me right now. I need to win this. I genuinely think that's what it was. Because her level with the first set, even like her attitude, like normally the last 2-3 matches, she was fired up. Mm-hmm. Especially the one against like Navarro, against Keys. She was fired up. Like she was loud. She was like slapping her thighs. Like she was.
You know, I hear you, but I feel like we did see that.
We saw that. I'm talking about the first set right now. Yeah, I'm only talking about the first set.
Okay.
The first set, she wasn't like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Her first set, her face, like she looked like a bit like, shit, like I'm kind of here. Her forehand was not as strong. Like, Paolini wasn't really there.
The serves wasn't
great. Like, literally that first set, she just went, hence why, I don't want to give, I don't want to take the credit away from Donna because she was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
She played really well. But I still feel like she got a bit lucky with that first set because Paolini, her head was not there. And the second, and literally the rest of the match, she leveled up. Do you get what I mean? And look what happened. She won the match.
Insane.
So maybe it would have gone your way, as in straight sets, had she actually was not like that nervous
at the start.
At the start. That's how I feel anyway.
Because how do you think she served, as in Paolini? Because she even said it in press that like, yeah, she didn't serve well
she
today.
She didn't serve, no.
But I think we should credit Vekic because
100%, 100%.
She was putting a lot of pressure on Paolini, especially the second serve. She was eating it up.
Yeah, that second serve was, like, I was like, what are you trying to do? This is your second serve, not your first.
She was eating it up. So I think, yeah, massive credit to Vekic because she played 100%. A good match throughout. But
mm-hmm.
Definitely agree. Like Paolini, maybe it was nerves. And she did kind of say, like, she was, I don't want to say in her head, but like, yeah.
The moment.
Yeah.
Was, yeah.
Although,
which makes sense.
100%. Although she did say as well that, like, she's just kind of taking it all in. And again, you kind of get that vibe from, right, her, from her as well. Yeah.
Like, and I think that's why people, like, the press, they love her.
100%.
Like, look how it was packed, and yeah, we were just having a vibe. Like, everyone, like, we were laughing, we were, like, enjoying, but she was expressing
during
herself.
During the match, the crowd, they love her now. Like, and you even said as well, like, look at the way, like, the kind of crowd are reacting to her. And I was like, yeah, it's because obviously they've seen the journey now. It's, what, mm-hmm, six matches she's played now to get to the final. And she's played a lot of her matches on the big courts.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, people are aware of her. Obviously, we've been shouting about Paolini for time. Putting it out, yes, we have.
Yeah, no, we'll talk about that at the end. Don't worry, we'll talk about that
but,
at the
but
end.
But no, it's nice to see now. Like, people are like, oh my God, this Italian girl, Jasmine Paolini. Like,
yeah.
I love it, man. Yeah. I really
do. Listen, I even said it I even tweeted, I was like, I bet these Italians were out here worrying about Sinner, making sure that he was going to make it far. Little did they know, it's a whole little Jasmine Paolini.
Crazy.
That actually made it this far.
Crazy,
for
crazy,
the Italian Italian tennis, because Lorenzo got a very tough opponent, so it's going to be tougher on him.
Yeah,
but
which we can talk about later on.
Yeah,
but back to Paolini though, like that second set, the way she upped her game,
bro,
held serve.
Mm-hmm.
There were two games because, to be honest, as well, Lucy, Vekic was holding serve, I'd say, a lot more comfortably.
She was sort of, this is how I
and
felt.
I'm gonna say throughout the match.
Yeah.
So even in the third set,
100%.
Like Vekic was holding. To be fair, obviously Paolini broke her a few times in the third set, but they exchanged breaks. But I think throughout the match, Vekic was the much more, like, comfortable opponent on serve.
For sure.
So again, massive credit to Paolini because, and this is something we've been saying for time, the way she can just basically stay with it and, mm-hmm, like just keeps persevere fighting. And exactly fight. And that's what she said. She was basically telling herself, like, every point, you can't give up. Like,
yeah.
And you see it literally out there playing, yeah, out in front of you,
mm-hmm,
which is just insane. Like,
the thing is, for me, the second set, the reason why I find it so incredible is because, like you said, Donna was on job, but Donna was unable to break her.
Yeah.
And, like, that was because Paolini's defense and just focus just went up, mm-hmm, like crazy. But because really and truly, if Donna was able to even get one break out of Jasmine that set, it probably would have been a different story. Who knows?
Well, she was, but then she wasn't able to hold.
No, she didn't break. She didn't break Paolini in the second set at all.
Oh, not in the second set. The third, I'm saying.
I'm talking about the second set. Yeah. She didn't. She was unable
Paolini
to literally.
Was, yeah, she was locked
break,
in.
Yeah, she was, yeah, like her. And the thing is, but again, what? That's why I was so impressed. I was like, but Donna is still on job. How is she not? But whenever she was closer, like
it's her it's the pressure though, because,
yeah,
the game she got broken in that second set, it was, she was serving at 4-5.
Mm-hmm.
So she was serving to basically stay in the set.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, she just kind of crumbled.
Yeah.
But again,
yeah,
credit to Paolini for taking
the opportunity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like pouncing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, the third set again, it was seesaw. I think Vekic did break Paolini first,
mm-hmm,
but yeah, they kind of exchanged breaks. And that's when we tweeted about basically it's not a break of serve until you hold.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the crazy thing about tennis. Like, you could be up, but then you can be back down again, like within a game.
Facts.
So it's the crazy tennis scoring system. But, mm-hmm, yeah, Paolini, like, she, man, I'm struggling for like the kind of, I don't know,
the objective words.
Yeah, like just to, because obviously I'm super like proud and pleased for, mm, her, but at the same time, like, I feel like what she's doing, it's remarkable, like, and it's difficult to put into words.
100%.
It really is. Even though, like, we've been seeing the game and like the kind of potential that she has.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for her to back-to-back Grand Slams, Lucy, like, and also to come from clay and then move to grass. That's just absurd.
A surface that she...
It is actually absurd.
That she literally...
Like you said, never won a match, like, until
match
this year. Like, so...
She just went to a couple thingy, went Eastbourne, came Wimbledon, and again, it's not like her draw was, like, easy or she had, like, little players.
Nah.
Like, bro, she was going head to... Like, look how the Emma Navarro, like, match. Look how, like, the Keys match. You know, and even that, some people were like, oh...
I thought she would struggle in the Keys match, definitely.
But I said it on the pod with Anastasia that, like, I asked Anastasia, I was like, do you think that Keys would have won that match? And she was like, yeah, I think so, she would. Yeah. But we could even say that, but again, it's bloody tennis. Look
and,
how many.
And also she even had mad match points
yeah, herself this match. And yeah. it took her to take it to the tiebreak
for her to
actually, you know, win it. Do you get what I mean? Yeah. You just never know. So the fact that she's accomplished all of that, and it's just nice. It's just amazing, honestly speaking. And the things is, we need to keep in mind throughout this tournament, Paulina's actually given us a lot of great matches.
Yeah, no, she has.
Like the Navarro match, she was on point. The Keys match was probably, like, to me till this day, I feel like that was the best women's match of the tournament. Like, some people are saying it was this match.
So not this one.
Not today. I feel like that Keys and Paulina match.
Keys was playing as well.
It was like their life depended on it. It was like, listen, it's either we win this or we're done. Like, they were literally giving it all. So for me, I feel like that was the best women's match that I watch anyways. Because obviously there's a lot more. But to me, I just feel like that was the best one. That was high level from both of them. And it's funny because I remember on our pod before, I remember saying how, like, even if Paulini plays a match and she loses it, you're getting your money's worth, because she will put on a bloody show. Like, she will give her all. Like, she will fight through. So it's nice how you're seeing this here happening. But most importantly, you're seeing it how, like, everyone else is actually experiencing it. Because I was talking about that when she was playing at smaller tournaments. Now it was literally, like, one of the biggest Grand Slams, all the way to the semifinals. It's like everyone is seeing it. Do you get what I mean? But yeah, going from that and then to that third set and then going to the... I knew... when he went to that tiebreak, I was nervous. I was like, oh my God,
That 10-point tiebreak.
I was like, I cannot watch this. Like, this is actually stressing me out.
Didn't Vekic go like... She was like 3 or 4-1 up at one point as well.
Something like that, because she broke first.
Exactly, yeah.
She broke first. And when I was like... Oh my God, I was like, no, Paulini, please don't do this to me.
But whenever
she was in that position, Paulini just hit one crazy forehand and then boom. And the maddest thing is that Donna actually did not get the full 100% Paulini. Like, that match, Paulini actually did not play her best.
That's a good point.
That's out of all of her matches, that was probably the one where she didn't play her best and stuff. Hence why I'm so certain it was a thing of, like, the moment is happening and it got into her head.
Yeah.
Because, fam, did you see her level in Navarro's match?
That was like near perfect.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and then she comes here and it was like, so that's why I was like, nah, she's too much in her head. She just needs to get out of it. So even when I was watching her match, I was like, in my head, I was like, obviously I was saying out in my head, I was like, please, Paulina, just get out of it. You got this. You actually got, like, you can actually beat her.
Yeah.
Like, you can actually beat her. There's no need to be doing all of this. Like, you can actually beat her. And she did. She actually did. And insane. The environment, the crowd, yo, like, I was taken back. I thought it would be neutral.
Really?
Because Paulini is new to a lot of people.
True.
Especially to the people here, like the Brits and stuff. Because again, it's not like she made it far. Like, she's played in the centre court last year against Petra. But even that was a match that got moved. So it wasn't a thing of, like...
And it was first round as well. So
it was first round. Yeah, it was late at night. I remember, literally, it wasn't as full in that because it was moved to centre court because of the rain and stuff.
That's a good point. And to be fair, like, Vekic has been around, like, longer in terms of the top. It's just that, this she's not obviously made it this far.
Yeah.
But if you were to ask, like... I don't know, general tennis viewing people, like, who either of the two are, they'll probably have a better idea of, like, Donna Vekic compared to Paulini.
When I was there, guys, I know you can hear from the TV, but in person, and the thing is, this time the court was open, so I didn't think I could still hear, like,
oh, it was in the
loud.
Roof.
The roof was open. And they were so, like, they were rooting for Paulini. Like, I'll never forget, like, Donna hit an error and people were cheering for Paulini. And I was like, raw, this is actually crazy. Like, to a point where there's even, like, later down the match and stuff, Donna must have hit, like, a very nice winner. She looks at the crowd like, big me up. Like, and people were like, yeah, like, because the thing is, that was a loud, funny enough, before she even did that, that was the loudest, like, the crowd were cheering for her. So she was like, yeah, like, come on, like, do it. They kept on, like, clapping. It was pretty funny. But, yeah, no, the crowd was there for Paolini. They were shouting, like, let's go, Paolini. Come on, Paolini. Go, Jasmine. And I mean, I'm happy, but I just did not, expect it to...
It's a good point.
To you know,
they kept happen. Showing her family on the TV as well. So her mum and dad and her brother, because her brother's been kind of touring with her here and there. I think I saw him first in Madrid, and we asked her, like, oh, was that your brother in your box? And she confirmed it was. So yeah, again, nice seeing her, like, family, because I've not seen her dad before at any of her matches. Yeah. This is the first time I've seen him. So yeah, it was nice seeing, yeah.
Listen, like, the parents love pulling up to Wimbledon.
It's crazy. I mean, and rightly so, man. It's special.
The parents and then, love pulling up to,
like,
Wimbledon.
Look at them afterwards, like, getting all the kind of coverage, Italian press, like, hounding them.
Yeah, like, which is nice. I really like that. Course. I really like that. And I like how the Italian press had the opportunity to get that as well.
Yeah.
Because these are the type of things that get people into the sport.
100%.
You know? They didn't make it far to the Euros. They didn't make it far at Wimbledon. So, you know, it's like, this is a way to get the fans in, like, hey, Saturday, don't worry about football. And just come and focus and watch the tennis.
And like you said, her press conference was packed, like, again. And obviously that makes sense, you know, now Wimbledon finalist. But we did like an answer that she gave to, was it the last question?
Should we go to the last question? One about, like, her experience at the French Open and stuff.
Yeah, like, basically, if she's surprised, like, by where she's at.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, if it was, like, you know, yeah, like, what has surprised her the most about, like, herself and everything and her whole journey in, like, the last couple months. And, yeah, this is what she said.
The result, yes, because, I mean, two Grand Slam finals in a row... Yeah, was crazy to believe, I think, no? But I'm also surprising how, at the moment, until now, in this moment, I'm living this, you know? Because I feel maybe Saturday I will be so nervous, I don't know, but I feel also relaxed, you know? I'm the same person, I'm doing the same things, and, yeah, I don't know, I'm surprised a little bit how I'm managing this, you know, but I don't want to say more because maybe Saturday I'm going to be shaking, but yeah, I'm surprising by myself to live this with a really relaxing mood, I think, you know.
So that was a nice answer, because that was, to be fair, that was actually similar to the kind of question I wanted to ask her anyway.
Yeah,
because
I wanted
to ask her, like, yeah, if she could compare... Mm-hmm. The two runs, as in Roland Garros, to this one, even though she hasn't played the final yet, and God winning is a different result in the final. But yeah, it's not quite the answer it's not quite the question I wanted to ask, but yeah it's close enough.
I mean, yeah, I mean, like she said, like, is Grand Slam finals in a row is crazy.
And
the craziest thing about this is that not a lot of players have achieved this, like WTA players,
Serena.
Only Steffi Graf.
Serena was the last
Serena,
one.
Serena, Venus.
As in doing the Roland Garros Wimbledon final back-to-back.
Yeah, so there's only... I think she's the fifth player to ever do it.
Crazy.
So there's Steffi. There's one more player. I forgot the name. I'm so sorry. There's one more player. And then there's Venus. And then there's Serena. Serena was the last person to do it in 2016.
Damn.
And then Jasmine Paolini is right company. There. But I know there's one more player. Please forgive me. I can't remember which one. I did have a Pimps or two before this point.
Also in that answer that she gave, she was like, yeah, like, she is surprised, but, like, yeah, it's also, she's very relaxed about it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that
you
is
can see
exactly
it.
Like, she gives that vibe. Like,
you
this
can
is
see it.
This is just very, it's just all kind of part of the Paolini, like, aura.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's just a very chill girl.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's just great to see, man. And I'm just, yeah, I'm beyond proud. Like, I'm and it's also easy because we've been talking about it for so long. Like,
this is the thing.
Our Italian Ghanaian sis.
It's literally been there. Like, we get at it nearly.
Shouts
every
out
day.
To Stormzy too in the crowd.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He pulled up.
Putting up for his GH sis.
Yeah.
I messed up that tweet, guys. I'm sorry. grammatically messed it up, but
whatever.
Good to see Stormzy. Good to see Stormzy.
But no,
in
but
there.
To be fair, like a lot of people have always told us, like, raw, like, I didn't know about Paolini till you guys, yeah. or you guys been rooting for Paolini since,
from
and blah
early.
Blah. So when I'm hearing and seeing, like, how did Paolini make it that far? No. How did you not know that Paolini was not going to make it that far? That's number
Where
one.
Where were you?
Number two, listen to Blackspin Global. If you do, then you know the real thing.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so we're not shocked here. We said it from the moment that, listen, this is her year, this is her time. And, yeah, so shout out to Paolini,
Man.
Shout out to Donna for such an incredible match.
Yeah.
And also, good luck to Donna. From what I'm seeing here, her press didn't go as
yeah,
well.
She got,
they kept
she got
it
emotional,
really
sadly.
Short, and it got emotional. I think she felt a bit hurt. See, during the match, yeah,
she was very stressed. Like,
but I saw some tweets, and apparently they're saying that that's just how Donna is. Like, she looks thing. So
much.
I was like, oh, okay. So, yeah. But I think at the end, it looks like she was actually hurt. But it was kind of difficult to know because she was in tears a little bit. I don't know if you caught
during
that.
The match.
Yeah, especially like towards the end. And then, yeah, I think she actually did hurt herself and her press got cut short because she actually did cry even at the press. So really, really hope that whatever Donna's going through is not too severe and wishing her speedy recovery in case she's injured. And hope she can look up and be proud of herself
Definitely.
For making it this far.
Definitely.
Paolini is someone who's been on job this year. 100%. I mean, she literally won 1,000 titles. She's been, you know, going far in rounds and
Grand
stuff.
Grand Slam runner-up
She's
already.
Just literally gone to thingy. What's it called? Roland Garros final. Doubles and singles
true,
as well.
True story.
To keep in mind. So she's been on form, even though it's a different surface.
And
she's
yeah, on
working.
Paper, she was meant to win that match.
Exactly.
Being
yeah.
the seeded player. Vekic,
exactly.
Vekic isn't seeded.
Yeah, so good luck to
good
her.
Good effort.
And yeah, great effort and great match as well.
And we know who Paolini will face in that final, Lucy.
At that time, we didn't, but now we do. And I'm not going to lie, bro.
Babor.
I am very surprised.
Barbora done it.
Guys, I walked in.
She pulled it out.
I walked in inside the media center and I just saw Barbora doing her encore interview. I was like, wait, what? Like, she won. Huh. Because that match was during Paolini's
press,
so
yeah.
we couldn't really watch it. Because I actually wanted to watch it to see like what Paolini is going to be going
exactly.
for.
Exactly. Scout, scouting mission.
Little scouting. I was like, hold on a minute. She won.
Incredible.
Because I'm hearing Rebecca Noe was actually on job. Like, People were telling me, like, if Paolini's facing her, it's going to be tough.
Another free setter. So the centre court crowd definitely got their money's worth today, boy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Krejcikova won that, again, from a set down. So 3-6, 6-3, 6-4. So no more Olena Rybakina, the fourth seed. Krejcikova is the 31st seed. So on paper, Lucy, Paolini is the favourite to win the Wimbledon title, mm-hmm. if we're going by seedings, which is just incredible. Like, man, I've got no words. Shouts out to Yonex too, because again, Yonex do not sponsor this podcast, but I'm a Yonex guy. I said, oh, like basically Yonex are guaranteed a player in the final and most likely two because...
They're celebrating out there, boy.
We're backing as a Yonex girl too, but yeah, she lost. So I think Krejcikova's head. So it'd be head versus Yonex in the final.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see that going, Lucy?
Now that Rybakina's not about... I'm a little bit more comfortable. I'm not going to lie.
Also, it's the final. Like
that's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing. I'm just hoping that she doesn't put herself into the mindset that she did in the first set.
Yeah. But then again...
That she did.
But then again, this is Justin Paolini, man. She.
But that's what I'm saying.
She's
going to
stick
that's
around.
That's what I'm saying, yes. But I want her to be a fighter from that first game to the end.
I would love an Emma Navarro performance. As in, just come
yes.
out firing, blitzing.
Yes.
Done in an hour. We'll take
Literally.
It. Under an hour.
Exactly. And that will be a beautiful story and it will be
well-deserved
because, again, this girl has been grinding for years.
Mm.
Just because you've been sleeping does not mean she's just popped up out
Huge.
Of nowhere. Like, she's been grinding for years. So it will be a nice story, a nice, you know, final. And it will actually show as well that she's an all-round player.
100%.
She's got a hard court title. She reached the final, a Grand Slam final on clay. And now could potentially win a Grand Slam on grass.
Insane.
Please, put some respect on Jasmine Paolini.
See, what is it? See? Is it, what's that?
See?
Go on, Jasmine. It's beautiful, man. So
but
happy.
Regarding that, obviously at the time of her press, again, like we said earlier, she was there was the Elena and Barbara match on, so we didn't know who she was facing, but someone did ask her, like, you know, what are the keys that will be to beat one of them? She's had experience against Elena just recently as well at the French Open. Obviously, she did beat her.
But again, Rabakkin wasn't like her best, at her best.
Yeah.
That's what people are saying.
Yeah, but still, at the end of the day, she still beat her.
Exactly.
So this is what she had to say.
Yeah, I never played against Barbora, but she's a Grand Slam champion. She played tennis unbelievable, I think. I practiced with her sometimes. And so maybe I know a little bit more Elena because I played against her many times. But, you know, tomorrow it's going to be a Wimbledon final, so it's a different kind of match. And I think, as I said, it's always the same things, the goal, no? To try to serve well. Today I didn't, have to say. To try to return as many balls as possible and to control the point, because on the grass it's tough to defend, you know. And so the goal Saturday will be that one for sure in terms of game, of the tactic, I think.
Very good answer from Jasmine, because yeah, she's right. It's going to be a Wimbledon final. Different kind of match. We said it all the time on the pod here. We don't even say it for finals. We say it for Grand Slams.
Exactly.
Like
all people, matches.
But with Grand Slam is different. It's different.
Oh, okay.
Story. Yeah, yeah. Do you get what I mean? Like Australian Open this year has taught us a lesson. Like, listen, anyone can pop up, okay? Because Australian Open, I find it funny how people are so shocked
pop
by.
What is it? Pop up and show out.
Pop up and show out. But I find it funny how people are so surprised by Jasmine Paolini. But I'm sorry, Australian Open, we were seeing names that we never heard before. Like, let's be for real. Jasmine Paolini, at least you saw her name here and there.
Are we going to name names or not?
I can't, because I don't even remember today. Respectfully, shout out to them for making it far, like I said before.
Chill.
Yeah, but she's right, man. You just never know. You know, like she said, she's going to try and return as many balls as possible.
Serve better.
But other than that, she needs to keep up with the defense and, you know, moving well. She moves really well on grass and keep on being powerful. Today, we didn't get a lot of power from her. We got it more on the third set and the tiebreak. Mm. But the beginning of the match and the middle of the match was quiet. It wasn't really... Like, she was doing it when she knew it was time to, like, oh, shoot, this girl's about to, you know, break me. Let me level up. But well done to Paolini. Well done to Barbara. We're going to have a very interesting... final on Saturday.
I'm looking forward to it.
BSG final. Another one. Thank you. And thank you to Jasmine Paoli. Thank you. That's a wonderful gift.
For our second year. That's crazy.
Second year. And, you know, and Paolini supports this platform as well.
She does. She follows.
She interacts.
She knows.
She knows we'll be there to support her.
Indeed.
So shout out to Jasmine. Wonderful, wonderful performer. No matter what the result is this Saturday, you can't take away the hard work.
Well said.
And the good matches that she's given us this entire season so far, and this entire tournament. It's been great. Very, very happy moment. 100%. Hence why I drank some Pimm's.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that indeed.
Shall we talk about some of the juniors?
Real quick, yes, sir.
Unfortunately, we've lost the juniors. So in singles anyway. So we Tyra Grant, she lost in the third round to, I'm going to try my best to pronounce this name, so Vendula Valdmanova from the Czech Republic. And we also lost Hepzibah Odawadare today in the third round, and she lost against a Polish player called Monika Stankiewicz. But Tyra Grant, she's still in the doubles.
Doubles, yeah. And she was in a doubles with finals. French Open.
Exactly. With Claire V.
Not Claire V.
Yeah, Jovic. The same.
Yeah, the same.
But
the same.
Her and Claire V were in the doubles final, I think, at the French last year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Looking ahead to day 12 now, which is men's semi-finals day. So Novak Djokovic takes on Lorenzo Musetti. How do you see that going, Lucy?
Novak.
and then, Carlos Alcaraz Daniil Medvedev.
You know, that match might be interesting because Carlos and Daniil, because Med has been
on it.
And he's made it far to Wimbledon. Like, dude, I think this is his third time.
I was shocked he beat Sinner. I'm not going to lie. Like,
yeah, I was shocked too. But
Sinner was your pick.
Yeah, Sinner was my pick. But Sinner's tired. He's been playing like crazy.
Physically as well. He didn't look good.
Physically, like he pulled out of his next tournament because of fatigue.
Which is understandable.
Is
he playing the Olympics? Probably is.
I believe he is. Yeah. Not too sure. But yeah, so I am more interested in Carlos versus Daniil.
So who are you picking for that one? Putting you on the spot.
You did. I'm going to go for Carlos because the thing is, the difference between Carlos and Daniil is that Carlos, mentally, he's something else, man. When he's down, he's just like, nah, you can't beat me right now, you know.
The Messi of tennis.
Basically.
Where are we going in for the men's final? Novak, Carlos. What a fight that would be as well, though. Because that was last year's final.
I need Carlos. There's no way. We cannot. Do you know why?
Is Carlos going to do it back to back?
But do you know why? Because if Novak wins, he's going to do the... It's going to be the story.
With a knee brace.
Oh, he won the Wimbledon trophy.
With a knee brace.
With after a knee surgery. Blah, blah. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear Carlos Alcaraz has beaten Novak again, back to back.
Crazy.
And defending his title. I think that's more of an exciting story.
All right.
Let us know, guys.
All right. tomorrow we've also got on day 12, ladies double semi-final. So Taylor Townsend and Katerina Siniakova, they take on Elise Mertens and Shea Su Wei. They're the top seeds. That's going to be very interesting.
Listen, Su Wei is not playing, man.
But also, look at Siniakova. Siniakova is looking to go back to back because she's a French Open double.
Besides even all of that, we just saw Taylor and she was like, listen, I'm ready to kick ass.
Taylor's ready.
She said she's ready. And you know when Taylor means business, she means business. Even the mixed doubles match that she lost today was pretty close.
Yeah.
Like they won back
the match tiebreak.
It was pretty close. So good luck to them. Hopefully they can make it to that final. That would be great. I really want Taylor to win that Grand Slam.
No, that'd be huge. Yeah, she definitely deserves. She's been close. It's due.
100%. She's been close so many times. And the fact she's been close so many times with different partners just tells you everything.
And I think
US Open, she's been close. French Open, close. Wimbledon.
I think coming at Wimbledon, it would be right. Like, it just feels right to come 100%. At Wimbledon. Wimbledon is like, it's kind of the home of like doubles tennis as well. It makes sense.
Yeah. So
it's coming home.
Good luck to Taylor and Katerina and and guys, I think that's
a wrap, Lucy.
That's a wrap.
Good. It's good to be back, man. I missed you. I know I had Tamani the other day, man, but I missed you. Was it day nine?
I needed that day off, man. You guys heard that day 10 pod and was like, whew, what is it? I needed that day off, but I'm back.
It was nuts. I
went from sounding hella tired to sounding tipsy because of Pibs.
Pibs and Paolini.
Exactly.
A nice little rhyme.
Exactly.
But no, brilliant day, man. Thanks for tapping in, guys. And we will catch you. Well, we won't catch you. Will we catch them on day 12?
We'll see.
We'll keep you posted on the socials.
We'll keep you posted on socials.
But thanks for listening, guys. Until next time.